Broadcasting live from beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is the Steve Gruber Show. This is Thursday, February 21st, 2019. Let's go! Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Wednesday night the House will vote in the coming days on a resolution rejecting President Trump's national emergency declaration on the border. A bunch of bark with little bite. Even if it does get past the House and maybe even the Senate, the president, of course, will veto it. And we'll know what we already know. Democrats hate President Trump and his policies. Two, a new study confirms Michigan is a hotbed for sin. Wallet Hub's study used 43 different metrics to rank the 50 states, looking at things like crime, theft, how much people weigh, how much marijuana is smoked, and much more. Nevada, unsurprisingly, was the most sinful state. But you know what? Michigan was ranked ninth. Just what are you people doing out there? And on top, a primary challenge for Donald Trump. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan telling CBS he has not ruled out the possibility.
I was just sworn in a month ago for my second term. I've got a lot of work to do here in Maryland. Wow. I would say I'm being approached from a lot of different people. And I guess the best way to put it is I haven't thrown them out of my office.
Now, Hogan appears to be a good governor for Maryland. It's a liberal state. But he's talking to the wrong people if he thinks there's any chance at all he'd be competitive at a primary against Donald Trump. And we'll hear more from Larry Hogan here in just a moment. Thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show on Thursday morning across Michigan. Scott Bertram in for Steve. I'm the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, from where I broadcast this morning. Also teach journalism down here. And we'll point you to a new effort that some of you will hear on the weekends on some of these fine radio stations. It's called the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We talk with faculty members and staff members here at Hillsdale College. We talk with people outside the school. We discuss things that are happening presently. We discuss the great things of the past, Western heritage, liberal arts. It's really a neat show. We have just started it. And again, you can find it on some of these stations, some of these fine radio stations on the weekend. But also, it's a podcast, too, so you can re-listen or take it with you. Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, it's there. Search for The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I'm your host, and I hope you'll join me. New episodes each and every Friday. But back to Larry Hogan, governor of Maryland. Yeah, on with CBS yesterday, telling them that he's not ruled out a run. Ed O'Keefe is the CBS News correspondent that did the interview, encouraging, teasing Larry Hogan to say, you know, not nice things about Donald Trump. Why wouldn't you get in the race? Isn't it? Shouldn't you do this? Some more audio from that interview. And no, let me back up two steps. Larry Hogan, as I just mentioned, by all accounts, is a good governor for Maryland. Maryland, though, is a liberal state. And Larry Hogan is a moderate to, well, let's go with moderate. Moderate Republican, especially on social issues. 62 years old. He's a cancer survivor. Went through a big cancer fight, what, about 3 years ago? Just reelected by a wide margin to another term in Maryland. He's very popular in the state. But to run against Donald Trump in a primary, man, oh, man, I think you're, again, talking to the wrong people. Let's hear more from Maryland Governor Larry Hogan with CBS, asked about the president's emergency declaration. Cut one.
You know, I think the president made some real mistakes here, and I don't think it declaring this, using the declaration of emergency powers is the right thing to do, and I think it should be challenged.
So in your view, it's not a national emergency?
Well, it's certainly not. We've exaggerated what's going on at the border, but we do have some issues down there.
All right. Larry Hogan, CBS reporter Ed O'Keefe, you hear there. O'Keefe would go on to press the Maryland governor, Larry Hogan, on how other Republicans have treated Donald Trump. Are there others who kind of feel the same way Larry Hogan does? Cut two.
I do believe that there are people in Congress and other leaders in the Republican Party who have not stood up when they disagree or when they think that the president is doing something wrong. I've not been afraid to do that.
Well, let me ask you this, since you're such a straight shooter. Is the president fit to be president?
Look, I'm not in any position to judge the fitness of the president. You know, I've been pretty clear. I don't like the tone that the president uses. I think there are times where he acts irrationally and makes decisions that are not only not and does things in a way that aren't great for the Republican Party or for the country or for him and his agenda, for that matter. I mean, I think sometimes he can be his own worst enemy.
Larry Hogan with CBS. Again, you heard the cut at the top of the hour where he said he has not. People have been talking to him about running for president. He has not thrown them out of his office, though he is just starting another term as governor of Maryland. And finally, one more cut from the CBS Larry Hogan interview. This is how the interview closed. Cut four.
I would say the election is nearly 2 years away. I don't know who the nominees in either party are going to be.
You say you're not certain who the nominees are going to be. Do you know something we don't about the president?
Not yet. Do you know who they're both going to be?
No, it's fair. If the special counsel report, though, came back and found pretty troubling evidence against the president, would that be a moment at which maybe you have to think somebody has
to think? I don't want to speculate. I think you would see a number of potential challengers in the Republican Party consider jumping in.
So if anything, you're issuing him a warning.
I didn't mean it like that. I was giving him some friendly advice.
Larry Hogan there. It is pretty amazing how Ed O'Keefe just keeps pushing and prodding. So you are going to run. So you're telling him he's bad. So you're giving him a warning. So he should listen to you. He should change. But Hogan certainly is not ruling out a primary challenge to Donald Trump. He'd have no chance of winning a primary challenge. And I was reading, who was I reading yesterday? If I could credit it, I would. I don't remember, but there is talk about running a challenger in the Republican primary, and that you know, Bill Kristol and some others are working to identify a potential candidate. Is it going to be John Kasich? Might Kasich run as an independent? Is it going to be Larry Hogan? And they don't necessarily expect to win, but they expect to wound the president. The piece I read was going back to historical examples of when an incumbent president has faced a primary challenge. Some of them have survived, but then lost the general, and a handful have lost in the primary, or have gotten themselves out of the primary instead of running in a primary like a LBJ. But the point being, many people who have been challenged in a primary are harmed, are wounded, and then go on to lose the general. So is the plot here from some Trump haters to get someone, anyone, Larry Hogan, to run in the primary, knowing he's not going to win, but to bloody up Donald Trump in the primary so that the Democrat wins? And look, you have seen the slate of Democratic candidates at this point: Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, take your pick. They are all falling off the edge, left, liberal, socialist, Green New Deal Democrats. So is the plot here really to run a candidate to harm Donald Trump so that a far, far left liberal has an easier time of winning in November? That appears to be the case. That's not something I think many Republicans are going to get behind or support, and certainly won't forget if it actually happens. Larry Hogan seems to be a fine governor of Maryland. I have no doubt about that. But he is talking to the wrong people if he thinks running a primary challenge to Donald Trump is a good idea in 2020. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Talk with Jason Johnson coming up next here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.